Okay, today we're going to do a visualization meditation, and we're going to do one of the most ancient, classic Jewish visualizations, which is visualizing the letters of Shem Hashem, the Yud, the He, the Vav, and the He. This is the Rama writes in the first halacha on the Shulchan Aruch that a person should always try to be aware that they're in the presence of Hashem. And the Mishnah Brura brings there in the name of the Arizal that the Arizal taught the main way to do this is that a person should visualize the letters Yud, He, Vav, and He hovering over him. We know in many shuls, you've probably seen, it says in the front, front of the Amud, where the Chazan stands, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. I place the letters Yud, He, Vav, and He before me always. So we're going to try to close our eyes and visualize the letters. This is a challenging skill for some people. For others, it comes more naturally. But don't get hung up on whether you see the letters crisply and clearly or not. For some people, it comes more easily, and it's a wonderful anchor for some people to visualize, especially to visualize the letters of Hashem's name. For others, it's more challenging, but the main thing is to have an awareness of them. If your inner eye and your imagination are good, you'll be able to see them. They may change, they may morph, they may disappear. That's fine, don't get frustrated, just bring them back. You may want to start by looking in a Sidur or Chumash and gazing upon the letters for a few minutes to really imprint the memory of what they look like in your mind. Or you can just create your own image in your mind, if that comes naturally to you. If you cannot see the letters when you try the meditation, that's fine. Just think the letters. Or, if you're more auditory, imagine that you're hearing the names of the letters. Yud, He, Vav, and He. Even whisper the names of the letters to yourself. Of course, don't pronounce the way the name would be spoken. And we're going to try to focus on this vision of the letters of Hashem's name. We'll visualize first one letter at a time and slowly put it all together. But it's very difficult to just focus on one visual anchor. So in addition to focusing on what they look like, you should also have the concepts of Hashem's name kind of circling around what you're visualizing. And that will, that in that way, you can keep your mind fully engaged. Because the focused part of your mind will remain focused on the vision of the letters, and the creative, imaginative part of your mind can skip around between the concepts and even start making drashot and imagining, you know, meanings and relevance of the letters of Shem Hashem to you as you focus on the letters. And that way you're focused on the center, that's the hub of the circle, and the spokes coming out are all the concepts of what the name is about. So just one short idea to begin with, and we'll add in more during the meditation, is that the Kabbalists speak about how the name, the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, are the secret of creation. They symbolize in their shape and the meaning of the letters themselves, they embody how Hashem creates the world at every moment. With infinite love, this constant source of creation, of nurture, and of overflowing spiritual energy. So the Yud is the source, it's the beginning of everything. And we'll speak about this during the meditation itself, how the letters symbolize how Hashem is creating and sending all of his creative energy of love and shefa down to us at every moment. So let's begin by sitting in a good, comfortable posture. Feet flat on the ground, or cross at the ankles, knees at right angles. Sit up in your chair, take a full, refreshing breath of air in. And relax. And open your fingers. Open your hands, relax your hands, palm down in your lap. And another full, refreshing breath of air in. Pull your shoulders up and back. Open up your chest cavity. Stretch out the shoulders and your chest. And exhale, relax down into a good, comfortable posture. Balance your head evenly between your shoulders. And take full, refreshing breaths of air in and out. And continue to breathe deeply. Full, refreshing breaths of air in and out. And let your whole body feel warm and heavy and relaxed. With every exhale, just let your whole body relax. Imagine the air bringing relaxation to all your limbs, all your extremities. And again, exhale, let your whole body feel warm, heavy, and relaxed. And just focus on your breathing. Notice the rise and fall of your chest. Notice the air as it flows past your nostrils. And just allow your mind to clear any sounds or noises, any thoughts, distractions that come in. Just let them float on past you and bring your focus back to your breathing. Let's take a few full, refreshing breaths of air in and out. And imagine a clear white screen or a white clear sheet of paper in your mind, and imagine a large black letter Yud. You can paint this Yud onto the paper or screen, or you can imagine it from a Yud that you gazed upon from your memory. And focus on the Yud. Continue to breathe deeply. And imagine the Yud. If it fades or gets distorted, just try to sharpen the Yud and come back to it, refocus on it. But any sensation of the Yud is fine, even just thinking Yud, having a sense or awareness that the Yud is there. And as you focus on the Yud, you can contemplate the concepts of the Yud. The Yud is like a dot, like the first source, the first spark of creation, from which everything else emanated. The Yud in Gematria is 10, which parallel the 10 utterances which Hashem spoke to create the world. Vayomer Elohim Yehi Rakia, Vayomer Elohim Yehi Or. With these 10 utterances, Hashem created and continues to create at every moment everything that exists. So you can imagine your Yud with light and divine energy emanating out of it. The 10 utterances that create the world. The 10 dibrot that Hashem spoke in order to reveal Himself and reveal His guidance, His teachings, His Torah. The Yud is the beginning point from which Hashem creates and reveals everything. You can imagine an explosion of divine light and energy coming out of the Yud. So continue to focus on the Yud, and in addition, try to feel the Yud. Allow yourself to experience the Yud. Imagine that you're standing in the presence of the Yud, and become aware of the overflowing Shefa, all this divine love and energy emanating out of the Yud to create the world, to create you, to create everything around you, to reveal Hashem, His presence and His guidance to you and to everyone in the world. Allow yourself to feel that you're in the presence of that Yud. Now next to the Yud, let's visualize the letter He. At first, just focus on the He, a large black letter He. Continue to breathe and focus. As you focus on the vision of the hay, allow your mind to contemplate concepts surrounding the hay. The hay is like Hashem's hand. Hay is 5 in gematria, paralleling 5 fingers of the hand. The hay is like Hashem's hand receiving all the light that explodes out of the Yud. The He receives it all, takes it in, and Hashem's divine hand, so to speak, takes all this raw divine energy and forms it into a world and into a Torah that we can receive and can connect to. The He receives all the light into the opening at the top of the He, and it transforms it. And out of the bottom comes a new creation, like a new child, a new baby being born into the world. Something that Hashem forms and creates in such a way that we can receive it. Now place the Yud and the He next to each other. And try to focus on the Yud and the He. Together they form one of Hashem's holy names, Shem Kodesh. The Yud is emanating out on this infinite energy, light, creative potential, a powerful, overflowing way, and the He receives it, transforms it, develops it, nurtures it, forms it, and creates something that we can connect to, that we can receive. It's like the male, masculine and feminine aspects of Hashem coming together. Like an Abba and an Ima. Together. Gifting us with life, love, guidance. So continue to visualize and focus on the Yud and the He. And engage the thoughts around them. Allow yourself to feel like you're in the presence of the Yud and the He. Allow yourself to experience being in the presence of the Yud and the He. You may want to imagine the Yud and the He as crystal, glass, or gemstone with light emanating out and pouring in and coming out. For another moment, imagine that you're standing in the presence of the Yud He. Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tami. We'll come back to the room. As you slowly return to the room, you can allow a part of your mind to continue to be aware, in some sense, of the Yud and the He hovering over you. And carry that with you into tefillah or even into life. So now slowly come back to the room. Become aware of the chair, the floor underneath you. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, stretch your arms, stretch your legs, stretch your back. And slowly open your eyes and come back to the room. See if you can still maintain some awareness of the Yud and the He.